nation's control, if the government controls the chief rabbinate, it's not called the chief rabbinate. They say they offered their chief rabbinate to Rabbi Gavala Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's uncle. Also, he didn't want to take it. He says the government controls the chief rabbinate. They can't say whatever they want. They can't any stand they choose to take. So that's not a religion. The religion is controlled by the government. Teignish. So that's the Ramban HaChumash. He says that there was a double avla. He says the Chashmonaim Chassidi Elyon, but they did a double avla by taking over the kingdom because, number one, violating Tzavuas HaZaken, supposed to be B'chal Kishol Yehuda, and another avla is that they were Kohanim, and then Kohanim are running the government. That's even worse. Kohanim are supposed to be the Rabbonim and Klal Yisrael, supposed to represent the religion. So the Rav Soloveitchik obviously is the point that every year from the Rambam would appear that he doesn't agree with that Ramban, because the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, he gives you the whole historical background of Chanukah. He doesn't give you the historical background of Purim. The Rav Soloveitchik explained, and others say the same, because the Rambam writes in the Hagdom, in his introduction to the Mishnah Torah, that all you have to do is read the Tanakh and read my Sefer, and you know all there is to know about Kol HaTorah Kula. So if you read the Tanakh, you know the story of Purim. So the Rambam doesn't have to tell you this, or doesn't have to tell you the story about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot either. You know it from the Chumash. But Chanukah is only found in the Torah Shebaal Peh. There is no Torah Shebichsav. So there, Chanukah, the Rambam has to give you the historical background. So he writes the background, and then he says that the Chashmonaim made a battle, and they were using the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes. So they made a war, and they stopped it, and they made a new Mizbech, they made a new Menorah, they did everything new. And then the Chashmonaim established a government that controlled Eretz Yisrael for over 200 years. Those were the last 204 years, I think, of the Baal Sheni period. That's how the Gemara says. So the Rambam, Ve'emidu Melech Ben HaKohanim, the Rambam writes, so he established the kingdom from the Kohanim for over 200 years, the last 200 years of the Baal Sheni. So the Rambam sounds like he's saying that was the Maila. That's the reason why they made a Yontif. Not like the Ramban, that was the Avla that they did. Apparently, the Ramban thinks that was the Maila, that you had like an Eretz Yisrael religious. But if you have a Frum party, if you have Kohanim, so then it's Kohanim, we're all Rabbanim. Yorim Eshpatech HaLeakim Saraz Chali Yisrael. Shevet Levi is supposed to be teaching Torah to the people. And whenever you have a spot available, a spot open in a Beis Din or a Sanhedrin anywhere in the world, so the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, if you have two candidates who are fairly equal and their knowledge of Torah, they're fairly approximately the same. If one of them is a Kohen or a Levi, you should appoint him, because that's the role of the Kohanim and the Levim. Yoram Mishpatech HaLeyang, they're supposed to be the international koilu of Klal Yisrael HaShevet Levi, and the Kohanim is supposed to be Paskening the Shilas. So the Rambam considers this, and Mino Melech Ben HaKohanim is one of the milas. That's one of the reasons why they made a yontif. They had a right to make a yontif, because if the Kohanim are controlling the government, then there's going to be a frumer government. Like Shas wanted to Sfardim. Chacham Avadia made a Shas party, and he tries to introduce into the government issues, religious issues that should be al pi Torah. Okay, how successful he is a different question. But that's the idea. This idea that the Menachas Chinah quotes from Yosifan, that Yehuda HaMakbi was the Mashoch Mechama. So the Menachas Chinah raises the question, how do you appoint a Mashoch Mechama? You have to have Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. So the Gemara said, the Psukim in Dirayamim say, Yoshio HaMelech was a king at the end of the Bais Rishon period, and the Pasuk in Dirayam gives you a reason why. It's hard to understand the reason, very unclear, obscure. But for some reason or another, he decided it's time to be Gonez the Shemen HaMishcha. So he was Gonez the Shemen HaMishcha with the Orim, with the Luchas, with the Tzintzenes Haman in the basement, in a special chamber which was built according to the Megillah B'Ksav. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built it based on the blueprint that Dovid HaMelech gave him. Dovid HaMelech got it from God HaNavi, God HaChayzer. And the Pasuk says, He had to follow all the instructions in the blueprint that was given to him by the Navi. So in the blueprint, the Rambam writes, in the blueprint, it said that when the time comes to move the Aron with the Luchas, there was a chamber that was made specially in the basement, that when you're not supposed to have the Luchas upstairs on the Kodesh HaKadosh, and you put it downstairs in the basement in that chamber. So the Gemara says that during the Baisheni period, the Aron with the Luchas, with the Shaman HaMishcha, was all Nignaz. They didn't have it in the Baisheni. So how did they ever? So they never did Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha and the Baisheni. So how did they ever appoint a Kohen Gadol? The way you make a Kohen Gadol is you do Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. So the Gemara says there are two ways to make a Kohen Gadol: either with Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha, or with Meruba Begodim. You have the Kohen, the person, the Sanhedrin has to appoint a Kohen Gadol. Sanhedrin appoints a Melech. Sanhedrin appoints a Kohen Gadol. So they appoint a Kohen Gadol, and then they put on the Shmoneh Begodim on him. And he has to do Avoida. Aye, but calls man that he's not yet a Kohen Gadol, so if he's a Kohen Hedjit, then he's Meruba Begodim. He's going to do Avoida with Shmoneh Begodim, so that's going to be Meruba Begodim, also Avoidasa Psula. Either Mechusa Begodim or Meruba Begodim, Avoida will be possible. So the Rishonim explain, it's Boyin Ki Echad. Like the Gemara says, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu made the Mishkan, so he had an Orem, with the menorah, with the shulchan, with the mizbachas, everything. So the son of Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Mashiach, B'Shem and Amishcha, B'Shem and Mishcha's Kodesh, on all the Kelim, Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe, Mashiach Asa Mikat Shasa, and he did Mashiach, B'Shem and Amishcha. That was the din of HaRosha, during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, to do Mashiach, but the Doris, Avedosa Mecham Chasam, if you make a new mizbech, you make a new menorah, so you don't do Mashiach, there wasn't. Even in the beginning, even in the Bais Rishon, before Yoshua HaMelech was going as the Shemin, you don't do Mashiach. That was only Kol HaKelim Shasa Moshe and the Mishkan. But in the later generations, Avedosa Mechan Chosmi, you take a kli, you magdash it as a kli shoritz kedush hasper, but it didn't have the chinuch yet. So how do you do the chinuch? So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they did Mashiach. The Doros in the Bais Rishon period, they had Avedosa Mechan Chasim, you use the Kli to do an Avedah, and I say, but if the Kli is not a Kli Shara, the Avedah is possible. So I say, Boink Echad. I used it to do an Avedah, that makes it into a Kli Shara. So the Avedah is kosher because it is a Kli Shara. So the same over here, in the Baisheni, how do you make a person into, you take a coin, how do you make him into a coin gadol? You have him wear the Shemayna Begodim, and he does Avedah, wearing the Shemayna Begodim. But if he's only a Kohen Hedjit that does Avodah Shemayna Begodim, it's Meruba Begodim, and the Avodah is possible, but he's doing the Avodah with the Shemayna Begodim to become a Kohen Gadol. So we say, Boyin Ki Echad. The Avodah is kosher, and we say that makes him into a Kohen Gadol b'Masachas. Boyin Ki Echad. So the Minchas Chinuch raises the question, but in Baisheni, there was no Shemayna HaMishcha. So the only way to make a Kohen Gadol is by having him wear Shemayna Begodim and to do an Avodah. But the Mashiach Melchama doesn't wear Shemayna Begodim. The Gemara next to the last Perek in Yuma talks about the status of the Mashiach Melchama. Half of the dinim he has like a Kohen Hedjit, half of the dinim he has like a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says he doesn't wear Shemayna Begodim. He only wears Shemayna Begodim if he wants to be Nishal B'Urim B'Tumim. He's allowed to be Nishal. But then he wears Shemayna Begodim. But in the Baisheni, they knew from day number one, the Urim HaTumim is not going to answer. So it doesn't make sense. He should wear the Shemayna Begodim and ask the Urim HaTumim, knowing in advance that it's not going to answer. So how do they make him into a Mashiach Melchama? How can it be? How can it be what it says in Yosef on that Yehuda HaMaki was a Mashiach Melchama? There was no Shemin HaMishra. How can they make him a Mashiach Melchama? And you can't say Avedosan, can't say Avedosan Mechan Chasam, that is Merubah Begodim, because Mashiach Melchama does Avedah B'dalad Begodim. And it can't be Nishal B'Urim HaTumim, the Shemayna Begodim. They knew in advance the Urim HaTumim is not going to answer. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik gave a Dvar Torah on this at a Chag HaSmicha. And he printed it in HaPardes, and they reprinted it later in the years. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that Koy Mashiach Mechama has some of the dinim like a Kogon, some of the dinim like a Kohen Hedjit. The Gemara discusses the different opinions in the Tanoim. Which dinim does he have like a Kohen Gadol? Which dinim? Let's say a Horeg B'Shogeg has to run away to the Ore Miklot. So if the Kohen Gadol dies, then the Horeg B'Shogeg can leave, can go back home from the Ore Miklot. So what if the Moshiach Muhammad dies? He's also Machzer as a Ritzach. We might discuss which Dinim of Kohen Gadol apply to him, which not. So Moshe Lebeitchik explained, and the Baisheni, they couldn't be a Moshiach Muhammad, but they can make him a Kohen Gadol. So a Kohen Gadol is Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mari. You have to have at least the status of a Moshiach Muhammad. Baisheni, it's not Shach to have, there was no Moshiach B'Shem and Amishah. You can't say Geruba Begodim, because he only wears Dalib Begodim, he doesn't wear Shemana Begodim. But maybe they made him a Kohen Gadol. He can have more than one Kohen Gadol at any given time. Maybe they have one Kohen Gadol who functioned as the Beis HaMikdash, did avoid that Yom Kippur. Then they would appoint Yehuda HaMakadi also as a Kohen Gadol, but not for the purpose of doing avoida. The job of the Kohen Gadol is to be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long and to supervise HaKrovas HaKabonis, to make sure that everything is done properly. You never need the Kohen Gadol to be makpur kabonis all year long, except for Yom Kippur. That's the only time you need. The Kohen Gadol has to be makpur the korban every day, means he has to pay for the korban. He has to be the balak korban. He brings chavit to Kohen Gadol. Any kohen, the first time he comes to the Beis HaMikdash to do avoda, to be makpur kabonis, he has to bring a minchas chinuch. It's called the minchas chinuch. And the Kohen Gadol, the first time he wants to do avoda, has to not only bring a minchas chinuch, one mincha, every single day that he's a Kohen Gadol, has to bring minchas chavitin, chavite Kohen Gadol, machzisa babayka, machzisa ben huaboyin. The Ramban has a machlekes, but the Ramam, let's say kriyashma, he say kriyashma twice a day. So the Ramam counts it as one mitzvah to say kriyashma twice a day. The Ramban says, why is it one mitzvah? Manushal zeh, lokas manushal zeh, should be two mitzvahs. Then you have to be makta k'toris, in the morning and in the evening. Pras b'shachas or pras bein ha'arboim. So the Rambam counted as one mitzvah to be makdik Torah twice a day. And the Ramban says, why is it one mitzvah? They're two different mitzvahs. Vano shal zeh. They're not me'akvim zeh zeh. The same thing, tom shal shachat, tom shal bein ha'arboim. In all of these cases, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, and the Ramban counts it as two mitzvahs. But the Ramban agrees, by chavit, by godly, brings every day machtzisa b'beke, machtzisa bein ha'arboim. He said, that's one mitzvah. Why? Because the Gemara says you have to be magdish the whole minchas chavit and the vasachas, and you mak the half in the morning, half in the evening. And by the others, kriyashma shal shachas and arvis, and tomish shal shachas, tomish shal ben abayim, and the k'toris baboika ba'erev. The one ba'erev is not connected to the one baboika, so the Ramban thinks that two mitzvahs. But by the chavit, the Kohen Gadol, he thinks that he agrees over there that it's one mitzvah, because he's supposed to be magdish the whole thing together. And the Hakarava is half in the morning, half in the evening. So the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to be makdir in himself. He can be watching when a Kohen had his makdir. It's his korban, means it's oil for him, it's his mitzvah, he has to pay for it. They have to give him a salary, so he'll have enough money that he'll be able to pay for this minchas chavitin, chavitin Kohen Gadol, half in the morning, half in the evening. The only time he's on function to be makrib, the korban is on Yom Kippur. All avodah has to be done by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says it's possible to appoint two Kohanim Gedolim at the same time. We're going to appoint one to be the Kohen Gadol to supervise all the Hakrovas HaKabonis. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, you appoint the Kohen Gadol. Kvoda b'sefarto, the honorific activity that the Kohen Gadol has to do is he should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long and supervise all the HaKrovas HaKabonis, make sure that they're doing everything correctly. And then they'll appoint another Kohen Gadol just for the purpose of functioning as the Moshiach Muhammad, according to Yosefim, that they appointed him as he can't appoint a Moshiach Muhammad. There was no Shemin HaMishcha by Shemin. You can't say Mbrug of God because he doesn't wear Shemin of God. And that's what Moshe Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe they made him a Kohen Gadol, so he has the full din. A Kohen Moshiach Muhammad has half of the din of the Kohen Gadol. He has Kedushas, that's how they define it. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik defined it. You do Meshicha on the Moshiach Muhammad, he has Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but he doesn't have the Minoi. The Sanhedrin has to appoint. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas, Hilchas Malochim, the melech has to be appointed by the Sanhedrin. Ki Yoshua ben Nun sheminehu Moshe ubeis dinoi. Yoshua ben Nun had the din of melech. the Gemara says Yisroel Ben Nun had a din of Melech, and he was appointed by Moshe Beis Din. Moshe Rabbeinu had the din. Moshe Rabbeinu Mamakam Ayin Aleph Koy. The Gemara Sanhedrin says in the first parak Moshe Rabbeinu had a din like Bez Nagol. So we learn out from that, that's the mocker for this din, that when you appoint a Melech, has to be appointed by the Sanhedrin. And the same thing when you appoint a Kohen Gadol. How do you appoint someone else? Tosus in Yuma has quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi. When you appoint someone as the Kohen Gadol, you can fire him. Whoever were the ones who appointed him have the ability to fire him also. But after they fire him, he won't have the shame Melech. He won't have the shame Kohen Gadol if they fire him. But the Kedushas Kohen Gadol will have. By the Kohen Gadol, Yidu Mishicha, the Shemen Amishcha, they give him Kedushas Kohen Gadol. And then, and by Sheni, there was no Mashiach of Hashem and Amishcha. So they had to make him a Kohen Gadol with Merubah B'Godim, and then that gives him Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and then you have to have the Sanhedrin should give him a Shem Kohen Gadol, they should make a Minui. So a full Kohen Gadol needs both. He needs Mashiach of Hashem and Amishcha, a Merubah B'Godim to give him Kedushas Kohen Gadol, and he needs the Minui from the Sanhedrin to give him the Shem Kohen Gadol. And then the Gemara says, if you fire him, so he'll retain the Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but he won't have the Shem Kohen Gadol. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim, a Pasuk in Chumash. If a person does an Aver B'Shogeg, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. What kind of an Aver did he do B'Shogeg? He cheated in business B'Shogeg. What did he do? He ate Chasa B'Shogeg. You don't bring a Chatos on that. So that's the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisis. The Olam Advav Krisis on Mures Batara. The 36 Averis which there's a punishment of Koris. So the Chazal figured out based on the drosha of the Psukim, Dovish has done a Koris, the Shigigosa Chatos. If a person did an Aver B'Shogeg, which is such a Chomedig Aver, if he would have done it in Mezid, he would have been Chayv Koris. If he violates such an Aver B'Shogeg, then he's Chayv to bring a Chatos. So what if he's not? That's if he's a Hedyot, a plain citizen. What if he's the Melech? So that's a Din, Soyer Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechto. If the Melech, the Gemara says, the Nasi is the Melech, and sometimes the word Nasi means the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Sometimes it means both, sometimes only one. So I'm going to get to Soyer Nasi, the Gemara says in Harius, but it only applies to the Melech. If the Melech is Mechal HaShabbos B'Shogeg, and the Melech ate Chel HaVadam B'Shogeg, he doesn't get a kapora by bringing Kizba Osira. A hedyot, a plain Jewish person who was a dozen of Eitan Kitba B'Shogeg. He was Chal Shabbos B'Shogeg, Chel HaVadam B'Shogeg. So he bring a Kizba Osira. If the Melech doesn't have their B'Shogeg, he brings Soyer Nasi. Or let's say the Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have their, he brings Par Kohen Gadol. He didn't have their B'Shogeg, which if he would have done it amazing, it would have been Chayiv Achatos. If he would have done it amazing, it would have been Chayiv Koris. So if he does have their B'Shogeg, has to bring a Par Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah has a Shaila. What if the fellow did an Aveira B'Shogeg when he was a Melech and when he was a Kohen Gadol? But then they fired him before he had a chance to bring the Korban. So does he bring the Korban based on when he did the Aveira? Because at the time he did the Aveira, he was a Melech, he was a Kohen Gadol. He brings the Par Kohen Gadol, or he brings the Soyer Nasi. Or he say, no, not when he's bringing the Korban, he's a Hedyot. So he brings a Kizba Osira. Or the same thing in the other direction. He did the Aver when he was a Hedyot. And then before he got a chance to bring the Korban to the Beis HaMikdash, they appointed him as the Melech, they appointed him as the Kohen Gadol. So that's a discussion in Mishnayis and Ksubis. Which Korban is he miskapa with? Does he bring the Soyer Nasi? Does he bring the Kizba Osira? Does it depend on Shas Avera? Does it depend on Shas HaKrovas HaKorban? So you see, so that's what Tosfos points out from the Yerushalmi. See that it's possible to fire the Melech and to fire the Kohen Gadol. Who has the right to fire him? So Tosfos quotes from the Yerushalmi, Geshem Shem Ismana B'Peh, Kach Mistal B'Peh. Whoever appointed him in the first place to become the Melech, you have to be appointed by the Sanhedrin. So to fire the Melech, the Sanhedrin has the right to revoke the appointment, to remove it. And the same thing. So that has to appoint the Kohen Gadol. So it says maybe Sanhedrin and Echab HaKohanim also, because he has to represent all the Kohanim. When he does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, so he says Vidui three times, So the first time he says v'chipa ba'adabiyad beisoy, he says v'idei chatos anu beisi. The second time he says v'idei chatos anu beisi b'nei Aaron, and he says v'idei for all shevet kuna. The third time he says v'idei says chatos anu beisi b'Aaron kashecha, and on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. So just like you need the Sanhedrin to appoint the Kohen Gadol, so to you, Tosfos says you probably need Echad HaKohanim, because the Kohen Gadol is supposed to represent all the Kohanim, and he says the Vidoy on Yom Kippur. So if it's really true that Yehuda HaMakkadi was appointed, we don't know, it could be it's just a Melitza, what it says in Yosivan. If it's really true that he had the din of a Mashiach Muhammad, how is that possible? So that's what Moshe Soloveitchik said. They must have made him a full-fledged Kohen Gadol. So yesh b'chlam l'sayim mona. If you only have the half of a din of the Kohen Gadol, Moshiach Muhammad only has the Kedushas Kohen Gadol because they did Mashiach b'shem el Mishcha, but he doesn't have the minui. He doesn't. He is not appointed by the Sanhedrin with the title of Kohen Gadol. So if Moshiach Muhammad can be the parsha, so the real Kohen Gadol has the full din. He can certainly be the parsha. It couldn't be a Mashiach Muhammad the Baal Sheni. They didn't have any Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. That's what Moshe Soloveitchik suggested. Yeah. We assume that the Chashmonoim were Malchei Chashmon, they really had a din of Melech. There's special din for the Melech. If he's Machal Shabbos B'Shogeg, or he eats Chomets B'Pesach B'Shogeg, or Chedav Adam B'Shogeg, he has to bring a different carbon. He doesn't bring Kizbasira, he brings Soyer Nasi. And the Gemara says that din only applies to the Melech. That din does not apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So there's a passing of Chumash. You're not allowed to curse any Jew. What happens? A person curses a person, one who has smicha. So it says in the Chumash, Elohim lo sekalel, menase b'yamcha lo sa'or. So that pasuk, Elohim lo sekalel, the Rambam counts twice in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. One, Megadef es Hashem, Loshen Kodesh, Elohim Los Kalel, and once Elohim Loshen Chol, Elohim Los Kalel, if you curse a dying and has smicha, there's an added love. The Rambam counts the Pasuk twice. The Rambam also counts the other Pasuk twice. It says, Loshen Kalel Cheresh, so the Gemara says, one is Mekalel Ova V'yimah, it's Chayv Misa, it's Pesuk HaMechumash. One is Mekalel Odom Yisrael, it's Chayv Malkas, and Mekalel Chaver B'Shem, it's Loike. So the Rambam holds it doesn't make sense. We divide all of the lavim and the chumash into two categories: the lav chamurim and lav kalim. So lav chomer is a lav that has koris amisas bezn. A lav kal is a lav an averet that has malchus. So which is it over here? This is an androgynous. This lav loisa kalacherish. You're not allowed to curse. Even not allowed even to curse a deaf man who doesn't hear. He doesn't take a thought. He doesn't know what you're saying. Even a cherish in that curse. So the Rambam counts that lav twice. The Rambam disagrees with the Gaonim, who count a few lav twice. He says, but all, there are a few exceptions to the rule. So the Rambam counts the lav loskal cherish twice. If you curse your parent, that's an isa chomer because the einish is misa. If you curse the mother Yisrael, that's an isa kal. So then the Rambam says, then there's a lav not to curse the melech. Nasi b'yam chalosor. Nasi means the Melech. So the Rambam says that Nasi b'yam chalosor, not allowed to curse the Melech, includes also you're not allowed to curse the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Rambam quotes from not a Gemara, this is a Medrash, that if I curse my father who has smicha, happens to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin, the Rambam says I get four times Malkus. I get Malkus because I curse the Jew. That's a Kalacherish. I get Malkus because he's my father. I get a third time Malkus because he has Smicha, Elohim, Lasekalel, and I got a fourth time Malkus because he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So all the Mepharshim ask, that's a nice Medrash, but we shouldn't paskal like that. The Rambam shouldn't have quoted it because if one curses Mekalel Ova Imai, the reason why the Rambam counted it twice, because if you Mekalel Ova Imai, there's an Einish Misa, that's a Lav Chomor. Mekalel Ova Imai, there's only Malkus, that's a Lav Kal. That we have a cloud, there's a machlokes in the beginning of the third parak in Makkah, Elein Aloikin. What if you have, let's say, a man is Machal Shabbos, he deserves Einish Misa. But the Edom like him, so they didn't give him Hasra, don't be Machal Shabbos, we're going to give you the death penalty. They warned him, don't be Machal Shabbos, we're going to give you Malkus. They like him, so they don't want to give Nisa. So then when you bring him to Bezdin, can you actually give him Malkus? So we pass can no. That's called a Lav Shenita Masoros Nisus Bezdin. You only get Malkus if it's a Lav Kal. If it's a Lav Chomer, you don't get Malkus. If it warrants Nisa, you don't get Malkus. That's called Lav Shenita Masoros Nisus Bezdin. And like him all of, because not doing it the Lav Da Chassima. Because in Chumash Dvar Midashim Smuchim, and these two psukim are one next to the other. The Chumash says, V'tzdikos HaTzadik V'yeshivas HaRosha, the Bezdin has to ascertain who's the Tzadik and who's the Rosha in any given case. V'hayon bin HaKos HaRosha, and if the Rosha deserves Malkus, then you give Malkus. So who is the Rosha who deserves Malkus? So the very next pasuk says, L'saksim shor b'disha. So the Gemara says, we in Chumash Dvar Midash and Smuchim, we assume every pasuk is connected to the next pasuk. And Moshe Rabbeinu, a month before he died, starting from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he died on Zayin Adar. So as Chumash Dvarim, he starts giving his last shiur. He gives a shiur for a month. He starts saying over dinim. So first he said one dinim by association, that reminded him of another dinim by association. Second, they reminded him of a third dinim. Third, they reminded him of a fourth dinim. And he said all the dinim in that order. So then the Rebbeinu Shlom dictated the Chumash, the Moshe Rabbeinu Chumash Dvarim. So he said it's going to dictate it the same way he gave it, not word for word, the same way as what Moshe Rabbeinu said. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave him a different text, but in the same order. So that's why we assume the Chumash Dvarim is there's a machlokes hatanoim, where the darshan smuchim. If you have two dinim in the same pasuk, that's called the hekesh. We assume there certainly is a connection. But if you have two dinim and two psukim that are one next to the other, that's called smuchim. So that's a machlokes where the darshan smuchim. So the Gemara paskins in Yivam is Dav Dalid, the only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So the Mefarshim there have the Girsa, they quote on the side of the page, they quote the Girsa Saravon, because Chumash Dvarim was Moshe Rabbeinu's saying over the whole Torah about that one din reminding him of another din, and that din by association reminding him of another din, and so on. That that's why, and only Chumash Dvarim we dash and smuch, because that's the way it was originally by Moshe Rabbeinu. So the klal is, you only get Malkus if you violate an Avera, that's Dumid, the Lav Dachasim, is similar to the Lav of Lasachsim Shavadisha. So that's what they ask on the Rambam. The Medrash that says the fellow curses his father, he's over on Lasakal Cheresh. He cursed Adam Israel. His father's his father. It's another lav, two lavim. The Rambam explained it. The Rambam got it from that Medrash. It's two lavim. And then his father happens to have smicha, that's Elohim Lasakalel. Then his father happens to be Nasa B'Yamcha Lasor. His father's the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So he gets four times Malkus. So the Medrash is good. It goes with the Shita that a Lav Shenit L'Asaras Mrs. Bezin is like Malabah. How come the Rambam quotes that we pass on Lav Shenit L'Asaras Mrs. Bezin ain't like Malabah? We assume that that's not Dumir the Lav the Chasima. Can't get Malkus on the Kalalov of Vima because it warrants a Misa. So that's a problem. Anyway, but if you assume that the Hashmoim were Melochim, in order to be Melochim, they had to be approved by the Sanhedrin. There are special dinim for the melech. The melech is miskapa with a different korban. Instead of kizbo sira, he has to bring his sora nasi. Mekalol, one who curses the melech, is over on a separate lab, an additional lab. Melech has to write a second sefer Torah. There's a din of, if he's a melech and the malchus beis David, then he can sometimes get meshich b'shem and mishchas kodesh. The chashmonoim are not from the malchus beis David. Malchus Beit David is from Shevet Yehudah. They were from Shevet Levi. They were Kohanim. So they had, if they had Meshicha, it would be imitation Meshicha. B'shem mana farsimon, parsimony oil. Parsimony are berries that grow on a bush and they squeeze out oil. I remember many years ago, maybe 30, 40 years ago, there was an article in the New York Times, a big discovery. The archaeologists found a jug of parsimony oil from the days of Yoshkin. So such an important thing. And then he explained what's the significance of parsimony oil. This is the oil that they used to anoint the Davidic kings. So that was exactly incorrect. Parsimony oil is the kings who are not from Malchus Beis David. Those who are Malchus Beis David, they use Meshich B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh, Shem and Zayis. That's Shem and Mishchas Kodesh. Parsimony oil was used for the Malchus Yisrael, for those who are not from the Malchus Beis David. New York Times always has mistakes. Anyway, there's a dinam of Malchus Chayim Misa. So there are a lot of dinam of melons, a lot of special dinam. in the special din of Kavod HaMelech, Soim Tosim Alech HaMelech Gemara understands from that Kei Veloshen, Soim Tosim Shetehei Eimosoi Oyelecha. This is the din of Kibbut Aviyim and Moira Aviyim. So what do you mean Moira Aviyim? It means Kibbut Square. There's a din of Kibbut, and then there's a din of Moira, is a higher degree. Like there's a din of Kvod Beis HaKnesses, and there's a din of Moira HaMikdash, Mikdashi Tiro. Mikdashi Tiro does mean don't have to be afraid the building is going to collapse on you or you're going to get crushed to death. That's not what it means by Ram English. By Ram English means extremely, extremely bekovedic, covered square. So kibbut aviyim and mor aviyim. You have to be extremely careful when you speak with your parents. A very chomedic din of covered. So the same by the melech. The fact that it's written twice, same tosim, is for emphasis that you have to have Moira HaMelech. Like there's a din of Moira Rabba Kemoira Shamayim, the Gemara says. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Es is always Marbe something. That the Gemara tells that there was one Tana who was darshaning every time it says Es, Bereshis Balakim, Es Hashemayim, Es Haaretz. The Gemara is not sure what the name of the Tana was. He was a Shimon HaMsoini, or Nechemi HaMsoini. But he was a Tana before the days of Rebbe Akiva. So he had a theory that the word Es is a Riboy. He was giving shiurim for years and years to give a drasha and every time it says this, until he reached the pasuk Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You have to fear someone else in addition to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have any partners in running the world. Who else is he supposed to have fear from? Gemara says Pirish. He backed out from all the drushes, and the student said, "What should we do with all the notes?" He wrote notes, all the drushes, all the svarim, the drushes that he made. And he said, "Put everything in Shemus. It's all wrong." Kishem should keep out his char al adrisha, just like all along I deserve to get reward because I thought I was saying Teres Emes. So now that I realize that it's all wrong, the whole premise is wrong. Es cannot be marbe anything. How can it be marbe having fear such a degree of kodah to anybody else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he backed out. I said, Atshabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came later with Pirish. He said, Es Hashem Lakech HaTira, the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. So we have a different pasuk. Hadarta p'nei zokah. Hadarta means to give kavod. You have to give kavod talmid chacham. So when is there a din of Moira? Moira means a deeper degree of kavod. So that's what Tosfos explains to Baba Kama, not Gemara. Es l'rabbis talmid chacham. Moira rabbah k'moira shamayim only applies to Rabbi Muvok. Rabbi Muvok is the one who had such an influence on the person, he made him into a Torah personality. But you have Rabbi Shaina Muvok. When I was in Yeshiva Ketanim, one Rebbe taught me Aleph Beis, one Rebbe taught me Chumash, one Rebbe taught Mishnayos, one Rebbe taught Aschalas Gemara. But these are not, they didn't have that much of an influence on me. They gave me the Aschalah of learning. But then if I had one Rebbe who had a major influence on me, some of the Rishonim write that we don't have Rabbi Muvok Bizman Zeka. Most of our learning comes from Svarim, not from a living person. And others are not so convinced about that today. Sometimes you have a very powerful Rebbe who has a very strong influence on his Talmidim, and he has the status of Rabbi Muvok. Yeah, so these are special dinim of Melech. You don't have to be a Melech from the Malchus Beit David. Malchus Beit David has special dinim. They have Mashiach B'Shem and Mishchas Kodesh, and the Rama has in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Melochim. Only he quotes it from Yerushalmi. Only the Malachim from Malchus Beis David have the right to use Yerushalayim as their capital, that they should have their palace in Yerushalayim. The other kings, not from the Malchus Beis David, have the right to use Yerushalayim. That's apparently, that's the Malchus HaNebcheres. Al-Pidin, there's a special status to the Malchus HaNebcheres over Shal Malachim. But the other Malachim also have a din of Melech. They have an obligation to write an extra Sefer Torah. They have to bring a Sorah Nasi after Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg. And there's a lav of kilas nasi, one who curses them gets malchus. There's a din of mor b'malchus. The Rambam and the Pirish HaMishnayos on Sanhedrin seems to say mor b'malchus Beis David is more chomer than a regular mor b'malchus. Regular mor b'malchus, the Rambam writes in Mishnah Torah, Rishus b'yad ha-melech lahorgo. The king has permission to kill him. Mor b'malchus Beis David, the Rambam says, is chayiv misa. So that's about Velvel of Soloveitchik pointed that out. That seems to be a special din, a unique din. In Melech van the Malchus Beis David, not stam, that the king has the right to kill him if he chooses to, and if he decides not to, he doesn't have to. No, Moreb Malchus Beis David is Chayim Mesa, you have to give him the death penalty. So these Malachim, the Chashmonai were Malachim for quite a few years till the Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Chashmonai had a din of Melech. They weren't for the Malchus and the Cheres. There's another din also. En Yeshiva Bazar Ela LeMalchay Beis David Levad. No one's allowed to sit in the Azorim. Only the, even a Kohen Gadol not allowed to sit in the Azorim. Only Malchay Beis David are allowed to sit in the Azorim. So that's the question. How serious is that din En Yeshiva Bazar? So there's a stir and Rashi in two places in the Gemara. One place Rashi writes, Ein Yeshiva Bazar is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's a din deraisa, but it never appears in Chumash anywhere. The Rashi writes, one place Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So in the margin, in the Masar HaShas, they give you the cross reference to a different Rashi in Shas, but Rashi writes in another place, it's a din derabon. So there are differences between Malchut Beis David and Shar Malachim on the level of the Raisa, on the level of the Rabbanon. So this, the Ein Yeshiva Bazar, that's the question, whether that's a din deraisa, din derabbanon. But the Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, that's a real din deraisa. If you're not a melech from the Malchut Beis David, you're going to do Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, it'll be Me'ila B'Hegdash. Shem and HaMishcha is Kodesh, and it'll be a violation of Me'ila. But if he's a melech, if he's appointed as a melech from the Malchut Beis David, so then he deserves, he should do Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha as Kodesh. But again, in order to become a melech, you have to be appointed, you have to have the approval of the Bez Nagol. The Rambam says, how do you know you have to be approved by the Bez Nagol? Because Yeshua ben Nun was appointed by Moshe Beis Dinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu was by Mokam Ayin Aleph Koy. He was the son, he had the din like a Sanhedrin. He was only one person. I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik Shia, so the first Bechina, we thought he was going to ask us just to say over the shiurim that he said. So the first question in the first Bechina was an original thought question. So the students were all flabbergasted. No one remembered that he gave a shiur on that topic. He didn't. He wanted to see what we would think about it. So he quoted this Rambam. Yeshua ben Nun was appointed the Melech by Moshe Beis Dinai. And the question was, what's difficult with the Rambam and what can you give as a teretz? So what's difficult was that Moshe Rabbeinu Mamakamai and Alfkoi, Moshe Rabbeinu had the status of a Sanhedrin, even though he was one person. So why does the Rambam say Moshe Ubeis Dinai? All you needed is Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Yeshua ben Nun. You didn't need the Beis Dinai. You didn't need the additional 70 Dayan. Moshe Rabbeinu had the din, like Moshe Rabbeinu Mamakamai and Alfkoi. So some of the Gedolim say, Rabbeinu Soloveitchik quotes this possibility. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu Mamakamai and Aleph Koy had the din like a Sanhedrin. Maybe that was only up until the time that he was told Esra Lishinamish Asher Yadati came Sikne Ham Mishoit from Parshas Baaloischa. Maybe after he was instructed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to appoint 71 members for Sanhedrin, maybe he lost his status as Moshe Rabbeinu Mamakamai and Aleph Koy. That was a suggestion that some gave, some of the Gedolim have from years ago. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that answer was correct. So he gave a different, he wanted a different answer. He wanted us to say like this. The Rambam's opinion is that Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana has to be taken care of by the Bez Nagodol. HaChodesh HaSal Lachem, Eidizu Tehim Mesur Lachem, who is Lachem? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu has been Makamai and Aleph Koy. So the Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashana, you don't need the 73 the 71 members of the Sanhedrin to do the act of Kiddush HaChodesh just need a Bezna of 3. The Bezna of 3 have to be approved by the Sanhedrin. They can either be 3 members of the Sanhedrin or 3 other Musmachim. They don't have to be members of the Sanhedrin. But according to the Rambam, it's a Dinder, right? So they have to be approved by the Sanhedrin. So the Ramban takes issue with the Rambam. Ramban says that it's not correct. He says, He argues with the Rambam. The Rambam himself quotes from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that until the days of Abai V'Rava, that was deep into the days of the Amorim, that was way after the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Gemara says 40 years before the Churban Abai. Churban Abai was the year 70. So 40 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, in the year 30, the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile and they left the Beis HaMikdash, the proper location for the meeting place for the offices of the Sanhedrin is Samach Lemizbeach. They're supposed to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. So 40 years before the Churban HaBayis they left. So they can't be Dandin in the Foshes anymore. They can only be Dandin in the Foshes. And there's not 23. Bizman that there's a whole system, the whole judicial system. But once the Sanhedrin leaves the Lishkas HaGozes, they're not meeting in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so the whole judicial system collapses. You can have Didi Mominus, you can have a Bezna of three giving Malkus, a Bezna of three paskening on Dine Knossos, but you can't have Dine Nefoshes. But the Gemara says that until the Rama quotes the Gemara, till the days of Abai Barava lived in Babel, but their counterparts who lived in Eretz Yisrael during their lifetime, they were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana until they were Kaveh the Luach Kavua during the lifetime of Abai Barava. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah argues with the Rambam, there was no Sanhedrin at that time. How can the Rambam say that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana has to be done under the auspice of the Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin has to give permission. Have to approve the Bezna of three are going to take over Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. There was no Sanhedrin starting from the year 30, 40 years before the Churban HaBayis Golsa Sanhedrin. And Malamish HaMokin Gurmat, the Sanhedrin is not meeting in the Lishkas HaGolsa. They don't have the status of a Sanhedrin. So there was no Sanhedrin. How can you have Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana until the days of Abai Barava? So the Ramban says, I agree with the Rambam. If there is a Sanhedrin, the psak of Kiddush HaChodesh Ibar HaShana is to get to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's not Derech Eretz. Three rabbis, Rabbi Tam, Rabbi Dick, and Rabbi Harry, are going to join together. They're going to decide when Rosh Chodesh is. Who misom chalerosh? Who gave you the right to paskin for all of Klal Yisrael? You're going to decide. Let's say your son is supposed to be bar mitzvah. He doesn't know his parsha yet, so he needs another month. So you're going to decide to make a shana with Beres because of your personal problem. You have no right to do that. A psak that's negated to all of Klal Yisrael. So when you have a Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin should make that decision, not you. But the Ramban says, if there is a Sanhedrin, you should have Kiddush HaChodesh should be approved by the Sanhedrin. But if there's no Sanhedrin, you don't need. You don't say that you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh with them. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought when the Rambam writes that Yeshua ben Nun was appointed by Moshe Deis Dinai. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of Sanhedrin. But what's a din if there are two Sanhedrins? So the appointing a Melech or appointing a Kohen Gadol is relevant to all of Klal Yisrael. Who's going to be the Kohen Gadol? Who's going to be the Melech? They get to everybody. So this is a decision. Whom you're going to appoint as the Melech? Who are you going to appoint as the Kohen Gadol? Is they get to all of Klal Yisrael. So that's not right that any Bezin should appoint. If there is a Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin should approve. So if you have two Sanhedrins, you should need the approval of both. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought was pshat in that Rambam. Why he said, Kishur Sheminehu, Moshe Ubeis Dinoi. Yeah, but if it's true that they were appointed the Malchei Chashmonai for 200 years, they were Malchei Chashmonai. We don't know if Yehuda Maccabee, they were all Kohanim. According to the Yosefon, Yehuda Maccabee was a Meshuch Machana. So they probably didn't make him the Melech. But some of the Chashmonaim were Melochim. So in order to be appointed as a Melech, you have to be approved by the Sanhedrin. Then you have all the Dinim of Melech. You have to have another Sefer Torah and so on. All the various Dinim of Melech. The Gemara says that when you're about to light Neres Chanukah, so you have to recite three brachas the first night. You say, Asher Kedushan Sassavano, Ladig Ner Chanukah. Then you say Shosan Nisim, and then you say the first night you say Shachyana. And the rest of the nights you don't say Shachyana because you just did the mitzvah. You don't do a mitzvah from one year to the other. If you read the Megillah, the last time you read the Megillah was last year. So mitzvah bom is man as man. So when you read the Megillah on Purim, then you say Shachyana. You haven't blown the shofar in a year. You blew the shofar on Chodesh Elul, that's a meaning. But you haven't done the mitzvah to get shofar since last Rosh Hashanah, so you say Shachyana. He says Shosan Nisan because the nature of the mitzvah is Pesumi Nisan. But the Gemara has a discussion on the bracha Shekedishonu b'mitzvah Sav v'tzivanu lahadlik ner Chanukah. It Kedishonu b'mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to be madlik ner Chanukah v'hechan tzivanu, the Gemara asks. In Perek Bamim Adlikin, the Gemara has the question. And in Megillah, the Gemara has the same question. On Mikra Megillah, we say the bracha. The same three brachas. He say, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah al Mikra Megillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hechan tzivanu. Baruch Hashem didn't instruct us. These are mitzvahs from the Rabbanan. How can you say Kedushanu b'mitzvah al tzivanu on a mitzvah de Rabbanan? So the Gemara gives two answers. The Gemara says, no, we have psukim in the Chumash that indicate that we're obligated to listen to the Kanas Chachamim. So the first opinion in the Gemara is that it's the pasuk Lesosur. Lesosur mekol adam shigid lo chayam in ismol. Whatever the Sanhedrin paskins, or whatever the Gedolei Hadar paskin, it's mechuyev to follow. And the second opinion in the Gemara is, no, it's not based on Lesosur, but rather based on the other pasuk that says, Shalavicha v'yagetcha zikenecha v'yomrulach. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Which pasuk in Chumash is the source of this obligation, a biblical obligation to follow whatever the Chachamim tell us? So it's known, it's a famous machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. So the Rambam paskin like the first opinion. He writes in a few places that the binding force of all the mitzvahs from the Rabbanon is based on the pasuk Loisosur. And the Ramban adopts the second position, but the Ramban has such a lengthy attack in the Sefer HaMitzvahs against the Rambam. Tell him, Ma kol harash hazeh. It was two opinions in the Gemara. So why is he so upset that the Rambam passed like the first opinion that is based on Lo Sosur? So the Ramban explains why. He says there never was a first opinion. There's only the second opinion. Shalavicha li'ageitcha. Why? Because the first one that said is based on Lo Sosur, he only meant it as an asmachta. He didn't really mean it as a bona fide mocker for the binding force of all the din of the Rabbanim. There's only the second opinion. There never was. How does he know? Because that's the Gemara in Brochas, a few tests on the base. The Gemara there talks about the concept of kavod abrius. If a person is in a predicament and is going to be humiliated, going to be very embarrassed if a person is wearing clothing and then someone brings it to his attention that it's shatnas. So he's standing in the middle of the street, he has to take off the clothing. He's going to be in his underwear. So he's going to be dead embarrassed. A prominent person is going to be standing in his underwear in the middle of the street. So that's a question in the Gemara. Kavod Abrius is a significant consideration. We find that Kohen is not allowed to be metame lemeisim unless it's one of the seven relatives, as the pasuk says, if it's his sister, lachas apsilo shalahoisa liish, if the sister never got married yet, lo yitamo. So the Gemara has a machlekes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and for many generations it was a machlekes, and every generation it was a machlekes. The last time it was a machlekes was Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, and the psak hamakubal all along was like Rabbi Akiva said, before Rabbi Akiva was born, that was the psak hamakubal. Lo yitama is a chayva. Even if the kohen doesn't want to be metame to the seven relatives, you kai for him to be metame. Lo yitama is a chayva because of kavod abrius. It's not kavod ames if the kohen is not going to attend the funeral. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Says lo yitama is a rishus. It's permissible, although the kohanim are never allowed to be metame. The nevish lo yitama biyamav, beginning of parshas Amor. But if it's one of the seven relatives, then he's permitted to be metame. But it's not mechuyah. But we pasuk like Rabbi Akiva that lo yitam is a chayver. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, they had the machlokes after the Churban Abayis. The Gemara quotes the story Bizman Abayis, Bizman Bayisheni. There was a kohen whose wife died, and he didn't want to become tamei. He wanted to remain in the Beis Hamikdash and be makor of karbonos like regular. So timu echav kohenim baal korcha. They forced them to be tamei to his wife. Wife is considered one of the seven relatives. Because the psak was already like Rabbi Akiva before Rabbi Akiva was born. This was a machlokes for many generations. Well, lo yitam chayva, lo yitam rishus. So lo yitam chayva, that pasuk is the aside of the din of kavod abrius. That's why the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam holds like the Rif, like the Gaonim, that even though Shiva is only the Rabbanon, all the laws of Shiva, the Rabbanon, but the first day of Shiva, which is the Yom HaMisa, the Hakfura, the person is buried the same day that he died. So then the Avelis is the Raisa. So the Rambam says, where is there a mocker that there's a chiyuv to be noyeg avelus derais? This pasuk lo yitama. This is the mocker. The mitzvah to show kavod abrius. Everyone was created b'tzelem elokim. Even nochrim, we assume, but Israel have a deeper degree of tzelem elokim that we call banim lamokim. So you have to show respect for every human being who has tzelem elokim. Sometimes a person can destroy his tzelem elokim. I remember Rav Soloveitchik explained that Rosh is pasul eidus because he does averus, so he ruins his tzelem elokim. Kozman is not a Rosha, so we assume that part of this tzelem elokim is that chasam moshal hakadosh baruch hu emes. One of the main midah of elokus is midah sa emes. So every Adam Yisrael has a degree of Tzelem Malakim, so he has Nemanis, he has Midas or Emes. But when he does Averis, he's Mekalkal his Tzelem Malakim. So Atash Zidatcham Rasha, Liya Seid Chomis, he can't accept Haggadah Seidus from Rasha, because he ruined his Tzelem Malakim. So the Gemara there has a whole discussion. How far do you go with this idea of Kavod Abrius? What if you're Mechiv, you're not allowed to do any Averis? He's wearing shatnas, or let's say a Kohen is sleeping at night, and then they wake him up in the middle of the night to say, somebody in this house died, and there's Tumas Meis in the whole house. But he's half undressed, he's in his pajamas, he has to run out right away? Or do you allow him to remain in the Ohel HaMeis for a while, until he gets dressed sufficient that he won't be embarrassed? What's his story with Kavod Abrius? So the Gemara says, Kavod Abrius is only Dosh HaDinim D'Rabbanan, a whole system. When is it Dosh HaDinim D'Raisa? But usually it's only Dosh HaDinim D'Rabbanan, it's not Dosh HaDinim D'Raisa. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara has a Braisa. Kavod Abrius says, Shabbat Torah. Kavod Abrius is such an important consideration. And when it comes in conflict with an Avera Deraisa, Dechol Esesu Shabbatar, Mar says, no, L'Esesu is L'Esosur, that all Dinam Derabbanan Asmechinu Akroda L'Esosu. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos quotes that Gemara in Brochus, and Daf Yutes on the base, that's the Sugya of Kavod Abrius, that the Pasuk L'Esosur, the first opinion in the Gemara in Bamei Madlikin, that what's the binding source in the Chumash, for all the mitzvahs, the Rabbanan bindings of the Pasuk Loisosur. So that was only meant as an asmach, that the real mocker is the second Pasuk. That Shalavicha v'yagetcha zikenecha v'yamarloch. What's the big difference for the Rabban gets so upset about? What's the difference with Pasuk A, Pasuk B? Now Pasuk and Chumim somewhere that you're obligated to listen to the Chachamim, even when you invented din the Rabbanan. So the Ramban says what the difference is. Halacha lemaaseh, the difference is, can you have a zok and mamre? The sasur appears in the parasha of zok and mamre. If the bez nagadol issues a psak, most of the time bez nagadol does not issue any psak. The bez nagadol is the international koilel of Klal Yisrael. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamre, bez nagadol shebishalayim ha'ikar Torah shebal peh. They transmit the masorah from generation to generation. We don't want the Bez Nagodol to pasken any shaylas there, but the dinim all over Eretz Yisrael, every shevet had its own Sanhedrin. There was a Sanhedrin to every shevet. Just like human beings appreciate variety, so the Baruch Shalom also appreciates variety. He wanted to have 12 shvatim. Every shevet should do Avodas Hashem with a slightly different twist. And that's famous from the Mogen Avram quotes in the name of the Arizal, that Vayikach Me'avne HaMokim, that when Yaakov Avinu woke up in the morning, if he had his dream with the Malachim Olam Yordam on the ladder, so he built a Mizbeach with 12 Avonim. Why 12 Avonim? He was told that he's going to have 12 Shvatim, and each Shevet is going to have a slightly different Derech and Avodas Hashem. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal that there are 13 different Nuschos HaTfilo. Whoever knows what Shevet he comes from should follow that Nusach HaTfilo that's Miuchad for that Shevet. And whoever doesn't know, so there's a Shar HaKoilo. That's the miscellaneous, that's a Nusach HaTfilah that's good for everybody. But the punchline is, Arizal holds that the Nusach HaRi is the Shara Kodlo. That's good for anybody. Whoever knows what Shevet he comes from should daven that Nusach of that Shevet. Whoever doesn't know, most people don't know what Shevet they're from, should say the Nusach HaRi. Yeah, there's a Pasuk quote, the Ari quotes, the Pasuk in the end of Yecheskel says, La'asid lovoy, Rishalayim will have a wall around it, and there'll be 13 sha'arim, 13 gates to enter. It's going to Shah Ruben, Shah Shimon, Shah Yisachar, Shah Zvulun, every Shevet. So whoever knows what Shevet he comes from should approach the Beis HaMikdash, should approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Shah. The different drachim in Avodas Hashem. And all the drachim are acceptable if they're Alpi Torah Shabbal Peh, if they're approved by their Rabbanim. And whoever does know what Shevet he comes from, there was a Shar HaKol, there was a miscellaneous gate. For all the Geirim who don't come from any Shevet, a person does know what Shevet he's from, so he could enter Yerushalayim, he could come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by going through the Shar HaKol. So that's what, just like there were 13 Shorim in Yerushalayim, so there are 13 Nuschos HaTfilah. Whoever knows what Shevet he belongs to should daven the Nusach of that Shevet. Whoever doesn't know, just like you can enter Yerushalayim through the Shar HaKoilo, the miscellaneous gate, the general gate, so to the Nusach Ari, that's what the Arizal, Nusach Ari, is the Shar HaKoilo and Davening. And then there was one of the Lubavitch Hasidim, the one who wrote, there's a sefer that all the Rabbanim use when they're Mesader Aget. I forgot what it's called already. It's written by Lubavitch, has everything step by step. All the Rabbanim all over there, everybody uses it, even not Lubavitch. So
Kavanoki.
Kavanoki, that's it, Kavanoki. So everybody uses that. The same author of the Kavanoki wrote a sefer, a little sefer, less than 100 pages. It's called Shar HaKoilo. Shar HaKoilo, he explains the mocker for all of the Nusach Ari, all the Shinoim and the Nusach Ari. It's based on a Gemara, Yerushalmi, a Medrash, a Rambam. He quotes all the Marmakanis. So that's based on this Dvar Torah that the Arizal said. That Lo Sid Lobo, it says in the end, Yerushalayim is going to have a gate with 13 Sh'orim, and whoever knows what Shevet he belongs to should enter Yerushalayim, should come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by going through that shahr. Whoever doesn't know should go through the Shahr HaKoyvel. So he calls the Nusach Ari Tefillah the Shahr HaKoyvel. That's the Nusach that's acceptable for everybody. So that's what... So that's why it was very rare that the Bez Nagodol would issue a psak. The Bez Nagodol of every Shevet would issue a psak for the people in Shevet. Why should Bez Nagodol issue a psak for the whole Klal Yisrael, make it binding on everybody? Just like human beings appreciate the variety. Variety is the spice of life. That's what the Zohar has a comment on the Pasuk when Yitzchak Avinu requested that Esav should go hunting. Haselim atamim kasher ahavti, make me delicious meal like I enjoy. So he asked, he should make different courses in the meal. Haselim atamim in the plural. So the Zohar says, what do you need matamim? If he'll be hungry, have another slice of steak. If he's still hungry, have another slice. What do you need different? The answer is people enjoy variety. So you want to have a bowl of soup, you want to have some fish, you want to have a drink of schnapps after the fish, you want to have kugel, cholent, vegetable salad, chicken, flesh. Yeah, matamim, people enjoy variety of a different macholim. You don't just keep on eating a lot of the same machol. So Rebbe Shlomo appreciates also matamim. Aseli, just like Yitzchak Avinu said, Aseli matamim, Rebbe Shlomo also wants matamim. He wants 12 different shvatim, and each shevet should do avodas Hashem with a different twist. So that's, on rare occasions, the Bez Nagodol has to give a psak. If it's kipal mimcha davar amishpat, divrei rivus bisharecha, it's causing friction in the family, the community is being ripped apart because of a machlokes, then you have to go to the Bez Nagodol to have it resolved. But usually they didn't go to the Bez Nagodol. Let's say in Europe, before the war, they didn't always call up Rav Chaim Moser and everybody would listen to Rav Chaim Moser. They had big Talmid Chachamim, and every Rav and his killer would pass into his Balabatim, and whatever they said was based on Mekoros. Everyone would give a good psak based on Mekoros. It's not like in recent years, whenever Shadow would come up anywhere in the world, they would right away call up Rav Al-Yashiv and whatever he said, everybody had to be Koreh Mishtachlem. They never did that in the earlier generation. They didn't have telephones, they didn't have emails. So they say they relied on the local posting. So that's a machlaikas. The din of Zalkan Mamre only applies if a person paskins against the psak of the Bez Nagodol, and he himself is a chokhm shehigil lo'ayro. The Rambam says he himself has smicha. If he's a Talmud, shalohigil lo'ayro, he's not a rabbi, then no one's going to listen to him anyway. So the Mishnah has an expression, nimtza chumra kula, because it's a bigger chutzpah that he's paskining against the Bez Nagodol. He's a nobody, he doesn't even have smicha. So that's why he's not chayiv misa if he paskins against Bez Nagodol, because no one's going to listen to him anyway. But if he is a rabbi and he paskins against the Bez Nagodol, then that's a din of Zalkamame, that he gets the death penalty. He gets Oynish Misa. So the Rambam and the Rabbit have a machlokes. What if he disagrees with the Bez Nagodol regarding a din the Rabban? The Rambam gives you an example. Like Erev Pesach, when does the Chametz become Asar B'Hanoah mid the Rabban? When Atar the Chametz only becomes Asar B'Hanoah at Chatzos. And mid the Rabbanon, we pass when it becomes Asar B'Hanoah 1 hour before Chatzos, Asar B'Achila 2 hours before Chatzos. So that's the question in Tanoim, when does it become Asar B'Hanoah? So So what if the Zogin Mamre argues in Psak Halacha with the Bez Nagol regarding a din the Rabbanon? The Moshel, when does a chametz on our Pesach become Moshel Ba'anam the Rabbanon? So the Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam writes with favorish that example, Erev Pesach, you only chayv misa for paskan against the Bez Nagol if it's an issue that there's kares. There can be an issue kares there. So a man is mekadosh an issue with chametz. After this Bani Yisrael, the Kedushin is not chal, so it's not an Eshes Ish. So that's an issue, whether the Chometz is Asaban, or even though the Chometz is only Asaban, or Amid Rabban, and the Kedushin are not Tofsin. So if the Sokhmam is going to argue with the Bez Nagol, so Davish has done a chorus, it's an issue that can lead to the chorus. So therefore he can become a Zokhan Mamre on that. So the Rambam says, even though they're only arguing about it in the Rabbanon, there'll be Chayiv Misa, because Lysosar is the love for Zokhan Mamre, the din is Ein Anshim Kaim Masirin. They only give an Oinish Aguf for Malkus Amisa if the person violated a law. And Kaim Masirin doesn't mean unless he gave a warning, Hasra. Hasra is a different thing. Ein Anshim Kaim Masirin means you don't give an Oinish Aguf or Misa or Malkus, Allah Malkus, unless the person violated a Loisese. So what's the Loisese for the Zokhan Mamre? Loisosar. So the Rambam passing like the first opinion in the Gemara, that the law of Lysosar is the binding force for Din and the Rabbanon. So based on that first shita, Zokhan Mamre will be Chai Misa, even if he issues a psak disagreeing with the Bez Nagol on Din and the Rabbanon. But when he came to Ramban, the Ramban said there never was a first shita. The first shita only meant Lysosar as an Asmachpe. And that's why he quoted the Gemara in Brochus, the Afyut Testament base, in the Sugi of Kovar Abrius. The Gemara says, Kol Nida the Rabbanon, Asmachinu Akrod the Lysosar. That was only intended as an Asmachpe. Loisosar only goes on dinim deraisa, because it says ki yipalim imcha davam amishu. You don't know what the din is. If you're going to ask what's the din, they have to write the Eres Chayim. The answer is no. There is no such din in the Torah. The answer is no. The rabbis invented it, but that's not ki yipalim imcha davam amishu. So the Ramban says there never was a first shita. That is loisosar. That was only intended as an asmachta. The mokar is really the other pasuk. Ah, the other pasuk b'chal doesn't make any sense. The other pasuk says, "Shalavicha v'yagetcha zekenecha v'yamraloch." The pasuk pshat and the parsha means a totally different thing. It means we should learn from history. Ask your ancestors; they lived through the First World War. They lived through a war before. They lived through epidemics. There were epidemics in Europe. Ask them how did they pull through this epidemic and this election and then whatever. There were different issues. If we know history well, we can predict what's going to be in the future. So that's what the pasuk says. It doesn't go on asking the Rabbanim adin the Rabbanim. So how can they learn that? That's bechlal not from the Taryag Mitzvahs. Shalavich v'yagedcha is not listed as one of the Lasasa is listed as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. So it's machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it includes the idea you have to listen to the Chacham when they invent a new din the Rabbanim. But Shalavicha Yagedcha Bechalal is not in the Minyan. How can the Rabban think that's the real Pasuk? So that's what Rabbi Chana Rassman has an essay. The whole country is Dibre Seifrim. What's the effectiveness of the Dinim the Rabbanon and Torah Shabbal Peh? And how does Torah Shabbal Peh relate to Torah Shabbichsav? How does Dinim the Rabbanon relate to Dinim the Raisa? He has a lot of fascinating ideas in his country. He wrote part of the country when he was traveling in America. And so he develops the idea there, really, and Mesillas Hashem has it also. It's really the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, that we're obligated to listen to the Chachamim when they invent a new din, the Rabbanon. That's the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. How do you demonstrate, the Mesillas Hashem writes, how do you demonstrate that you love your spouse, that you love your parents? You do things that they didn't ask you to do. You go above and beyond what they ask you to do. If you wait till your wife tells you, or your mother tells you 10 times, please take out the garbage, and then you finally take it out, so that's not a demonstration that you love the spouse or you love the parents. If you do it before the mother tells you, before your wife tells you, you know what would make her, what would please her, and you surprise her by doing it, or you surprise her on her birthday, on your wedding anniversary, you take her out to dinner or something. You do something that you know would please your wife, your spouse, or your parents, without them instructing you to do it. That's a demonstration of Ava. So that's the Mishnah Maseches Avodah Zarah. It says, Ki toivim daidecha miyoyin, So the Mishnah has a comment. Chavivin divrei seifrim yosef miyena shel Torah. Doidecha means, I appreciate, the Rabban Shalom says to the Bnei Yisrael, I appreciate the love that you show me more than Yayin. What does that mean? I appreciate Chavivin divrei seifrim. When you observe a din derabbanan, the Bnei Yisrael are volunteering on their own to do something that they know would please me. So that's an indication, that's a demonstration of Avas Hashem, when you go above and beyond what I instructed you to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us, that they bench even if they don't have a kazayis, they didn't need kedesvir. So that's a demonstration of Avas Hashem. Not only do we do what Kadosh Baruch Hu instructed us to do, we go further into that direction. So what do you know? How do you know? What's the Ratzon Hashem? How do you know will it please HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some people have all kinds of crazy ideas. They make up crazy on the Yom HaShoah, so they light candles all over the place. Is it Hadlokas HaNeris? Is that Ratzon Hashem? So that's what it says. Shalabich HaGetzah Zikinech L'Yom HaLoch. Ask Talmid HaChachamim who know Kol HaTorah Kula. They'll have a feel for this. They'll know. What is the Ratzon Hashem? What direction does the Rabban Hashem want you to go? So you know to go further in that direction, you'll be able to volunteer on your own. So that's the idea. Chavivin, Divrei Seifrim, Yosef Miyena Shel Torah. When we fulfill Dinim Derabbanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates it more than when we observe the Dinim Deraisa. Dinim Deraisa, we do because he says we're going to burn again if we don't do the mitzvahs. So we observe the mitzvahs, but when we volunteer, Adin the Rabbanan, that's above and beyond what he insisted that we should observe. That's a demonstration of our love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the Machlek is, the Rambam and the Rabban. What is the Mokker for the binding force of the Din of the Rabbanan? The Rambam thought that there were two opinions in the Gemara, and he passed like the first opinion, that L'Sasser applies to Din of the Rabbanan, and therefore he thinks that L'Sasser is the law for the Zakam Amri. So Zakim Amri who will paskin against the Bez Nagodol and Adin the Rabban will be Chayiv Misa. And the Rabban thinks that it's not true. It's not, the first opinion never existed. First opinion of Sasa was only intended as an Asmachta. And it's really the second opinion. And the pasuk that they quoted, Shalabich Yegeitcha, that's not the binding force. That's not one of them. The binding force is Avas Hashem. And the way to demonstrate that you are Avas Hashem is to volunteer things that you know would please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he didn't demand of us that we have to do it. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. He doesn't really understand why the Ramban made such a big fuss about this Rambam. He thinks the Rambam and the Ramban both agree that all the Dinim Derabanan, once the Chachamim formulate these Dinim Derabanan, they blend in to be part of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of the Raisa. It's a Chepta Shel Torah on the level of the Raisa. And if you learn Hilchas Chanukah, you're Mekayma Mitzvah, Talmud Torah Minat Torah. It's not that it's Bitul Torah Minat Torah, it's only Talmud Torah Minat Rabbanan. No. All the Dinim the Rabbanan blend in to be part of the Torah Shabbat Peh Minat Torah. The Pashtus is that the Rambam, the Rav Soloveitchik, I never heard him say this, but the Pashtus is that the Rambam sounds like he says this in the Hakdomah to the Pirish HaMishnayis. The Rambam says the Mishnah records the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. There are five parts to the Torah Shabbat Peh. So he says, Halacha Moshe Messina is Torah Shabbat Peh. And then he said, Halacha Moshe Messina is a din that there's no way to derive by reading in between the lines. Then you have Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe Messina. You have certain phrases like Ayin Tachasai means Momen, and so on. There are certain phrases in the Chumash that we have a tradition what that means. If you look up every word in the phrase in the dictionary, you put them all together, you know, it's not going to add up. The sum total is not going to add up to every language has certain expressions that have certain connotations that mean more than adding up the translation of all the words. So that's Pirushim HaMekubalim LaMoshe Messina. The Rambam gives Pri'etzadar. He gives a few examples. Pri'etzadar, he translated a fruit that grows on a tree that very good looking, very appealing, but it only goes on Esrig. We have that. It's not Halacha Moshe Messina. It's Perushim HaKabbalim Moshe Messina. Or other psukim like that. And then the Rambam says the third category of Torah Shabbat is the dinim that is derived by reading in between the lines based on the Yud Gimel Midrashatar and the Dreshes Bem. Then he says these are three parts to the Torah Shabbat. Then he says sections 4 and 5 are the Gzeiros the Rabbanon and the Takanot the Rabbanon. So the simple reading of the Rambam sounds like he's saying that there are five parts to Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. The Dinim the Rabbanon, the Gzeiros the Rabbanon, and the Takanot the Rabbanon, they blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. It's a Cheftza Shal Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. So if you learn the Dinim, you get the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Chayvus HaGavra, the obligation to observe these Mitzvahs, that's only the Rabbanon. Everybody agrees that Tzveika the Rabbanon Lekula. Chayvus HaGavra is only the Rabbanon. So the whole big machloka is the Rambam and the Ramban. The whole thing only boils down to a slight machloka. The Rambam holds that in order to be the Zakamama to be Chayv Misa, he has to give a Hayroa. Hayroa means in Torah Shabbat Peh. There's no Hayroa in Torah Shabbat Chsav. The Enwar calls it Zilkri Beirav. He asks a student who's learning in Cheder. The children in Cheder, no Chumash, that's not called Hayroah is a psak in the area of Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Rambam holds the Zakamam is Chayv Misa, whenever he gives a psak on Torah Shabbat Peh. So all the dinim there are born and blend in when our Torah to become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Ramban disagrees, no, it's not enough. Achiyor Elasos, the Zakamam is only Chayv Misa if he passes Aloch Alamaisa against the Beznago. Aloch HaLamaisa is only if the Chavis HaGavra is their Isa. Then the Rabbanon, the Chavis HaGavra is only with the Rabbanon. So it's true, it's part of Torah Shabbat Peh, but you can't say it's a Yor HaLasais if the Chavis HaGavra is only with the Rabbanon. So then she thought, he didn't understand why the Ramban had such a major attack against the Ram. He thought it was a little detail machloikas. Whether the Zakmame is only Chayiv Misa, if he's Chayv Misa, if he gives a psak on anything in the area of Torah Shabbat Peh, or no, it has to be Achiyor Velasa. So if the Chayv Misagav is only the Rabbanon, so they would only be Med the Rabbanon. We should all be healthy. We'll meet together next week. We'll be another Tuesday night, then we'll continue in Hilchas Chanukah. Okay.
So the Morning of Megillah says, V'ga'altem Rabbi Meir Vonim, Shemit Lorem Shimon Tzadik, Vechashmanoi Vonov, Matasio Koyen Godel.
So you see Matasio with the Koyen Godel. Okay. I forgot the Gemara. I don't remember. Maybe the Avnei Chayfetz quotes it. I just remember he has an essay where he discusses who was the Koyen Godel. Well, Matasio Yochanan, so he says to the Ferish Gemara. Good.
Also, Rabbi had suggested to say Avraham Rachman on Shabbos Mevorachim. Would that apply during Chanukah? We wouldn't say it on Rosh Chodesh in the 9 days or Svira.
But unfortunately, they're mamish killing soldiers every single day, Rachman al-Itzlan. I think we ought to say, there's such a Shvichas Domim now. I think we ought to say it, yeah. The Shaila was, if you're going to say, let's say, on Chanukah, should you say Avraham Rachman first, or should you say Hallel first? So a Talmud Chacham.
Okay.
I'll call back.
Okay.
So a Talmud Chacham at Lakewood sent me an email. If you look in the Oitza HaTfilas, in the first volume, right after Shachris for the weekdays, so the Oitza HaTfilas has Avraham Rachman. He has a whole paragraph there. We quote Elio Rabba and other Achrayim that all of Avinu Malkeinu are based on the 19 brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei. It shows what the correspondence is. So this Talmud Chacham Alek, but I forgot his name, he wrote that it would make more sense to say the Avinu Malkeinu right after the Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, before the Halal. Halal is a separate thing. The Avinu Malkeinu is like connected to the Shemoneh Esrei. Probably right. Okay, we should all be healthy.
Rachamim,
probably you should say. Unfortunately, they're a karbonis. They're killing people every single day. They're killing soldiers. It's terrible. That's why you should say even on Shabbos. You should say Avinu Malkeinu. The Shmonar says when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu except for Ne'ilah. Why? Because Ne'ilah is B'shas Ta'agamadin, B'shas Ta'chasimah. Rosh Hashanah Yikaseh, V'Neyam Kamsipike, V'Yei Chaseimun. So the chasima on Yom Kippur, that's the Shas HaSakana. So then, Shas HaSakana, you got to tell Avinu Malkeinu, even though it's Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, we're more machmer and daba dover. So the hey, debucha shal Shabbos, ki debucha shal chol, we're more machmer on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. But by Ne'ilah, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. Why? Because that's the Shas HaSakana. So by us, every day, unfortunately, they're killing soldiers every single day in the Muhammad. Every day is like Namish, like Ne'ilah. I think we should say Avinu Malkeinu even on Shabbos. Yeah.
Any further thoughts on the Saint Talmata Lebracha, the Shasa crowd during combat? It's not so helpful to have downpours happening then.
We should pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to say the Saint Talmata Lebracha, everything should grow well. And it's all over the world. We should pray that the soldiers should be able to do their job easier. They should be protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should be, we're permitted to ask. Usually you're not allowed to ask for a miracle. You're not allowed to pray for a miracle in Mishnah and Brachas. But on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you are allowed to. This Mocham is Mamash on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So you're permitted to be mispalel. That's what the Ramoah writes in Shulchan Aruch. One forgot to say V'alanisim and the Bichas Hamazon. So you don't have to repeat the benching because there's no chiyuv suda. You didn't have to. Zenisha tainus on Chanukah, but there's no chiyuv suda to have pas. But the Ramosa recommends you should say, you're going to say Harachman's enemy. Say Harachman Yasalon and Nisim and the Flores. Kishem Shal Sisal Avsen and Bayamamayim as Manazeh. And then you say Bimei Matiso Ben Yochan and Kain Gobel. So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behet of Yester Kashif and the Purim Meiris. How are you? Are you allowed to ask for a miracle? The Mishnah says, you're not permitted to ask God. Pray for a miracle. So the Panamiris gives you the clothes. So the first call is, on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you're permitted to ask for miracles. Because Jewish history is always L'mayla Men HaTeva. The whole Jewish people is L'mayla Men HaTeva. That's called Ein Mazal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not subject to the Shlitas HaKachovim VaHamazolas. Jewish history is L'mayla Men HaTeva. So on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you're permitted to ask for Nisim. So we should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should make Nisim. The farms should have rain, and the soldiers should be able to win the war without deterrence. It shouldn't rain on the soldiers, and they should have a clear victory. They should succeed in wiping out all of these terrorists. They have a lot to dharma for. Okay, so we'll learn that, and next week we'll continue in Yoni Chanukah.
Thank you. Thank you, Yitzchak.
Happy Hanukkah.
Good night.